With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, looking in the paper, the Ragtime is going to be one of the big shows at the festival, the Shaw Festival this year. Just think we ought to get our audience ready for that.
In fact, they're having the first read-through on Tuesday, and that is as sure a sign of spring as a groundhog, I'd say.
You made an interesting observation. We were talking a little while ago about seeing Ragtime up in Toronto. I think we both saw it at the opening night. And you saw it again in New York. And the Toronto production, you thought, was much better.
It was the same exact production, but that the energy of that opening in Toronto was remarkable. And I did feel that by the time it arrived on Broadway months and months later, that it had lost something. But that's not unusual. That can happen.
Maren Maisie hitting that high note at the chorus at the end of the first scene was chilling.
Do you know, I just saw Maren Maisie. She played Mother in the original production. Mm-hmm. She's playing the mother in Carrie, the musical. There's a revival down at the Lucille Lortel off Broadway. She's still remarkable.
Every Tongue Confess, you had a chance to see that.
Drama by Marcus Gardley, which Laverne Clay has directed for the Paul Robeson Theater. It is about a group of people inside a church that has been burned by an arsonist.
Sounds like a good start of conflict.
Set in the 1990s when black churches in the Deep South were being burned by an arsonist. And it takes on a magical reality as these characters are suspended in the moment and tell stories. And it's a good cast with Sandra Gilliam and Annette Christian, Suzanne Fitzray, Guy Wagner, and others.
Sounds like one of those things that is highly theatrical.
Oh, yeah, highly theatrical. It is a modest production with a very handsome set down at the Paul Robeson Theater.
The Jewish Wife and the Duck Variations is two interesting plays to put back to back.
One act, The Jewish Wife is Bertolt Brecht's from the early 1930s, and Duck Variations, David Mamet, series of blackout sketches. In the first, a Jewish woman, 1934, Germany. As the play begins, she's making a series of telephone calls, and we realize that she is planning to leave Germany, and it doesn't take us long to figure out that she is fleeing from the Nazis. And in the second play, the Duck Variations, two old men sitting on a park bench in a series of scenes discussing the eternal verities.
And who plays the two parts, the two older men, the actors are...
Well, it's a mismatch, really. It's Saul Elkin, who is arguably of an appropriate age to play one of the men.
Good
yes.
choice.
Opposite Tim Newell, who does it with a hat and a mustache.
Tim is a little bit... There's quite a bit younger than Saul.
Oh, well, yes, of course. Just large generational difference, but very talented.
How does it work with the older and the more middle-aged type character?
Well, I was certainly on board for that. It's a theatrical conceit that I was willing to accept. I had wished that the variations had been more distinct. They are called the Duck Variations, and I had wished that the scenes had been more different from each other. Each scene is about something specific and different from the one that's come before. There was a sameness that sets in, and after we'd been through...
I would imagine that after three of them, you can almost tell what's going to come up next.
Well,
you get
just...
a feeling of it.
You want something different to come up next, and it started to... You're just waiting for them to end. Similarly, with a Jewish Wife, Megan Callahan is a wonderful actress. I wish I'd had a clearer sense of the different people to whom she's speaking on the telephone and her specific relationship to each of them, and more of a sense of increasing urgency and of a climax before, toward the end of the play, the husband enters and a kind of resignation for what she has expressed to us before his arrival. We don't get any of that. There's a bit of the perfunctory about them, but they are two remarkable one acts, and this is a wonderful opportunity to see them.
That's The Jewish Wife by Bertolt Brecht and Duck Variations by David Mamet.
And that's up at the Jewish Repertory Theater in Gettysville.
Closing is Cut-Ups and St. Nicholas.
Yes, St. Nicholas, which I saw. That's Vincent O'Neill, a monologue about a drama critic who becomes employed by vampires, which I enjoyed. and Cut-Ups, a world premiere play directed by Kim Piazza, written by Kerry Muir. And that's down at Alleyway Theater, and I'll be taking that in this weekend for sure.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.